Harper Audio presents The Outlaw Demon Wails by Kim Harrison, performed by Gigi Birmingham. Copyright 2008 by Kim Harrison. Production copyright 2008 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. I lean over the glass counter, squinting at the price of the high-grade redwood rods, safe in their airtight glass coffins like Snow White. The ends of my scarf slipped to block my view, and I tucked them behind my short leather jacket. I had no call to be looking at wands. I didn't have the money, but more important, I wasn't shopping for business today. I was shopping for pleasure. "Rachel," my mom said from halfway across the store, smiling as she fingered a display of packaged organic herbs. "How about Dorothy? Make Jenks Harry and he could be Toto."
"No friggin' way,"
Jenks exclaimed. And I started when the pixie took off from my shoulder where he'd been nestled in my scarf's warmth. Gold dust sifted from him to make a temporary sunbeam on the counter and brighten the drab evening.
"I'm not going to spend Halloween handing out candy as a dog, and no Wendy and Tinkerbell either. I'm going as a pirate."
His wings slowed as he settled atop the counter, next to the stand of low-grade redwood dowels suitable for amulets.
"Coordinating costumes is stupid."
Normally I'd agree, but silent, I drew back from the counter. I'd never have enough disposable income for a wand. Besides, versatility was key in my profession, and wands were one-spell wonders. "I'm going as the female lead in the latest vampire flick," I said to my mom. "The one where the vampire hunter falls in love with the vamp?"
"You're going as a vampire hunter?" my mother asked.
Warming, I plucked an uninvoked amulet from a vanity rack to size my chest up. I was hippie enough to pass for the actress I was trying to mimic, but my excuse of a chest wouldn't match her spell-enhanced bust. And it had to be.